We filed a court application this afternoon for contempt of court, and it's going to be served either today or tomorrow. And we also received instructions from the other residents of Arnold Farm for us to file an urgent chamber application to stop the police. You recall that last year only about 5 applicants approached the court, and we noticed that there's room for other applicants as well to then approach the court individually to seek the same relief that was sought by their colleagues.
Can you tell us what is in your court papers?
The application for contempt of court, we alleging for you to convince the court that a respondent is to be found guilty of contempt, you have to prove that there is an order in existence, which we have, that the order was served on the respondents or that it was brought to their notice or attention, which we did, and that the order has not been complied with, which they have failed. So we have managed to allege, and we will be able to prove before the court all the requirements for contempt of court. And in relation to the urgent chamber application, we made the allegations that it's unconstitutional what is being done. It's a violation of the applicant's rights in terms of Section 74 of the Constitution, the right not to be arbitrarily evicted, and other rights that are associated to that, you know, the right to health, clean water and shelter, and so, which are provided in the Constitution. We also averred that they are being contravened by the police, by their actions, which actions are being done without a court order.
Who are the respondents?
The Minister of Home Affairs, the Commissioner General of the Police, and the Minister of Lands and Rural Settlement.